Welcome to this episode of Something Spiritual with Steve. The word spiritual is a very broad term. It means so many different things, and people use it when they want to talk about people who meditate, who recognize their spiritual self, and believe that there is more to the human being than just the physical body. Being spiritual usually means doing kind things for other people, not wanting anything in return. The spiritual community has become more of an industry where people use their psychic and spiritual gifts to give readings, to lead workshops and meditation groups. But really, being spiritual for me is about transformation. It's about taking your mind from a lower sense to a higher sense. A more sensitive awareness of the self. An awareness that you're an energy field and everyone else is too. That we overlap with each other and we can share thoughts, feelings, ideas, visions without communicating with words. We do this in meditation, we do this in prayer. And sometimes people just bond with each other in a psychic sense. And that is also spiritual. But for me, transformation is the most important thing. We're born into this world to grow, to learn lessons. And knowledge and experience is the active principle of spiritual understanding. And I can liken it to revelation. Throughout the Bible, all that the prophets receive from God, rather than gifts of magical powers and psychic abilities, what they're given is revelation. We call them prophets because they prophesied. They predicted the future. And after their passing, when their followers realized that they were right, the things that they said came true, they were then revered in hindsight. But most of the prophets were treated pretty badly during their lifetime. The naysayers would sort of condemn them, tell them they were wrong and people shouldn't follow them. And it was only in hindsight that they could tell that they were genuine prophets, that they seemed to know something other people didn't. But it didn't come easy for them. If you think of Archimedes, the famous philosopher and inventor, mathematician, physicist, he's famous for the story about him getting into the bath one day and noticing how the water displaced. He'd got into the bath every day for at least a couple of times a week for many years and never noticed this simple thing. Everyone else noticed it as well, but they didn't understand it the way Archimedes began to understand it. For him, because of his knowledge of mathematics and science, he saw something in the water rising that no one else had before. He had a revelation. And we use his physics today to create massive, massive aircraft carriers and oil tankers and things across the ocean using the displacement science, physics, that Archimedes invented. He got out of the bath and went running through the street, overwhelmed with his revelation. But this wasn't going to happen to the baker or the shoemaker. It happened to him because he had gone on a long journey of discovery. He'd armed himself with the tools that he needed to understand it. And one day he had a revelation. Now it's debatable. For me, I believe that came from the inner God force within him. A gnosis that welled up from deep inside him. It was there, latent, and what he had to do was spend a lifetime of learning, studying, testing and inventing things for him to have arrived to this revelation. And it's true of many of the prophets of the Bible. They had to live very difficult lives for them to go through trials and tribulations, only to one day suddenly see it in a new light and have that revelation. You will have this in your life as well. As a child, you're filled with all these stories and games, playful things. and you begin to understand the world, and you listen to your mother and you listen to your father, and you start learning at school, and you start filling yourself with knowledge and experience. Knowledge and experience needs time to ferment, time to rise within you. And you keep going through life, going through the cycles and the repetitions, and you keep going over the same thing again and again and again, because life is a spiral. It's not just a straight line or a circle, it is a spiral. So you will go over the same things again and again and again, but each time you've learned something new and added to your knowledge and experience. And then one day you go through one of these events in your life again, and suddenly you see it in a new light. You have a revelation, and it opens up so much more for you to understand. For me, I've had many of these revelations. And if I go running through the street telling people how the revelation I've had, they'll just look at you like, well, of course, everyone knows that. But they haven't seen it in the light that I've just seen it in. And you can't really express it to these people because they haven't had the same revelation as you. And a spiritual journey can be a very lonely one because of this. When you reach your later years in life, you start to really understand all that you've been through. And those people in the golden years of their life, in the autumn years, when they speak to you as a grandchild or a teenager, they tell you things very simply. And you sit there and think, well, I want to know more, but you're just saying it too simply for me. But that's because they've realized what's important, and they view it from the revelation that they've had after all their knowledge and experience. And as a young person, you want it to be more complicated. You want it to be more in depth, and you want to know everything. So when the prophets, like Jesus, speak so simply, there's a reason they do it. They've seen what's really important in life, but they've seen it from a higher point of view. They've raised their consciousness and they've had revelations, and they share it as simply as possible. Now, I know some of the stories from the Bible can be a little bit hard to believe. I don't believe Jesus levitated over the water. I believe it's an allegory for him being above his emotions. He could walk on water because he was master of his emotions. He turned water into wine, not by clicking his fingers, but having knowledge of the process of irrigating the fields, growing the grapes, and then adding yeast to ferment that grape juice into wine. Yeast is that active ingredient, like knowledge and experience, that transforms the base material into something deeper, something more complex, something finer. And that is what you go through in a spiritual transformation. The image of the caterpillar and the butterfly is a perfect example. The caterpillar is born just to eat leaf. That's all it's concerned with. Eat, 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 eat. But the caterpillar is destined to become a butterfly, but it's got to go through the process of the chrysalis stage, where it transforms. I don't think that the caterpillar knows that that's its destiny. It's too fixed on eating leaf. And like people, some people believe that accumulating wealth is all there is. And some people are lazy, and they sit at home watching TV, wondering when the world is going to come to them. And I'm sure that there are greedy caterpillars and lazy caterpillars. Some eat too much and some eat too little, making the transformation process too difficult. And they don't all make it. The chrysalis stage would seem like death to the caterpillar, and it might seem like the end of his life. But the chrysalis stage seems like birth to the butterfly. And I wonder, does the butterfly remember its life as a caterpillar? And if it could, would it tell the caterpillar not to be afraid of the chrysalis process? And it's also true of the butterfly that you can't interfere. You can't help it out of its chrysalis. It needs to break out of it itself. That way it builds up its strength so it can fly. And if you interfere, it doesn't build up its strength and it won't be able to fly. We are higher beings than the caterpillar and the butterfly. We can observe them and understand our own transformation by observing them. What we call angels, our loved ones that move on to the spirit world, our teachers and guides in the spirit world, they are higher beings observing us, watching us go through our transformational process. If they interfere too much with us, make it too easy, we won't transform, like the lazy caterpillar. And they try to guide us so that we don't spend our time just thinking that accumulating wealth is all there is. They don't interfere, but they can encourage and guide us. And they can appreciate the processes we're going through, the same way we can appreciate the process that the caterpillar and the butterfly go through. Being spiritual is often quite difficult because we do have to live in a material world. Sometimes we've got to make a choice, and the choice is very limited. We have to look after ourselves and our family first, but we've also got to try to look after other people. Sometimes the only choice you have is the lesser of two evils. But if you always choose the lesser of two evils, you'll never regret it. You will also go through transformational processes again and again. You've gone through them before, you're going through one now, and you will go through it again. It'd be very nice to think that there is some sort of finish line, and once you become a butterfly, that's it. But even the butterfly has to lay eggs for the future, a caterpillar. Even the butterfly's time is short. So your time as an enlightened being may not last very long, and suddenly you've got to come back around all over again and go through the caterpillar stage. Spend some time concentrating on yourself, making sure you're safe and secure financially, emotionally, before you can worry about your spirituality. But you will have another time to go through the transformational process, knowing that you've been through it before and that you can go through it again. Being spiritual to some people might be a waste of time. There's only so many hours in the day and days in the week. And Monday morning will always roll around, but so will the weekend. The idea of being spiritual is that you always find some beauty in the world. No matter what you're going through, there's always a silver lining to every cloud. You will always find positivity running parallel with negativity. You are the one that decides where your focus goes. And that can be very, very difficult, but very rewarding. And when you live a life that's more spiritual, rather than try and make other people live like you, you try to be an example. And people can either appreciate that or they don't. You can't talk butterfly language to caterpillar people. They won't understand. And the worst thing you can do is try to force someone's transformation. There is a plan for each one of us, and it's beyond our reckoning. If God was something that you could understand and comprehend, then God wouldn't be worthy of your worship. But the Great Spirit that's in us all is guiding all of us along a spiritual path, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. Some people in your family, in your friends, they won't recognize this. It's probably just not their time to transform. But because life is eternal, that spirit will come back and have another life and go through the transformational processes again. So for us who go through these and recognize it, write it down, keep a diary, make a podcast, talk about what happens. And when those people are ready to go for a transformational process, they'll be guided to the information that they need. You don't need to shove it in their face. You just need to leave it out there and hope that those who stumble across your words will understand them. They'll understand the processes they're going to go through. And they'll want to help others who are going through the same thing. I've been lucky enough to help a lot of people. And I've also been blessed to be helped by a lot of people. And the beauty of these spiritual people is they know not to interfere. They'll answer your questions when you're ready to ask them. They didn't need to come and tell me what I needed to do. They were there waiting for me when I was ready to go to them. And I believe that's the essence of being spiritual. I hope you enjoyed this short podcast, and I hope that my words can be shared around to people who are going through similar things. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, and there's always something to look forward to. And just know that even though you'll go through hardships again and again, we are always moving forward. The whole human race at the moment is going through an enormous transformational process, whether they realize it or not. And if we can clear our minds for a few moments and just think about the awesome power that's brought all the people around the world together through the tribulations that we're all going through at the moment, this great awakening of the human soul, that we're all one collective consciousness, transforming from lower beings to higher beings. We're being made to look at each other differently. We're being made to be aware of our own personal space, our aura, through social distancing. We're learning not to look at the face of a person to judge them. And we're learning to help each other out in times of distress. Some people are not recognizing this, but most people are. We're keeping an eye on each other. We're checking if each other's all right more often. We're helping each other out where before we used to be too busy. I believe that the last couple of years and the next couple of years from now, we're going to transform as an entire human race, together as one, having been through a very difficult time. And it's going to be a beautiful outcome where we all recognize each other and we've missed each other, where we've not been able to visit, to enjoy days out. We're going to learn to make the most of it. It might be short-lived, but it's going to be a beautiful time. So please share this podcast, maybe listen to it again, and recognize the transformational processes that you've been through in life and how you can share that with other people so that they can understand theirs better.